عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حافظ وادي صاب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى by His infinite grace and mercy accept all your services for His beautiful deen. And may Allah سبحانه وتعالى grant you fortitude and strength to serve the deen of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, the reward for different forms of dhikr in the morning and evening. Anas radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the two angels who are assigned to record the deeds of man bring to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu what they recorded by night or day, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu sees good recorded at the beginning of the register and at the end. When He sees this, He says to the angels, I make you witness to the fact that I have forgiven my servant all that is between the two ends of the register. Al-Bazzar Rahimahullah narrated this with the following exception. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu sees istighfar, that is seeking forgiveness from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, at the beginning and end of the register. Abdullah ibn Busr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person commences the day with good and ends it with good, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says to His angels, do not record the sins that were committed between these two times. Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the chief form of istighfar, seeking forgiveness, is Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu, a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu, abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi, faghfir li innahu la yaghfiru adh-dhunuba illa anta. O Allah, You are my sustainer. There is none worthy of worship except You. You created me and I am Your servant. I am on Your covenant and promise as far as I possibly can. I seek refuge in You from the evils that I committed. I acknowledge Your favors on me and I acknowledge my sins. Forgive me, then surely none forgives sins except You, O Allah. He who says it with full conviction in the evening and then passes away that night shall enter paradise. He who says it with full conviction in the morning and then passes away that day shall enter paradise. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah narrates above with the following exception. No person says in the evening and then his fate meets him, that his death comes to him before the morning, without paradise becoming incumbent on him. No person says it in the morning, and then his fate meets him, that his death comes to him before the evening, without paradise becoming incumbent on him. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says the following three times when he gets up in the morning and happens to pass away that day shall enter paradise. Allahumma lakal hamdu la ilaha illa anta, أنت ربي وأنا عبدك، آمنت بك مخلصا لك ديني، إني أصبحت على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت، أتوب إليك من سيء عملي وأستغفرك لذنوبي التي لا يغفرها إلا أنت. And if he says, O Allah, to you is all praise. There is none worthy of worship except you. You are my sustainer and I am your servant. I have believed in you with my belief devoted solely to you. I have got up this morning on your covenant and your promise to be to the best of my ability. I turn to you in repentance from my evil deeds. I seek forgiveness from you for my sins, which none except you can forgive. And if he says the following in the evening and happens to pass away that night, he shall enter paradise. Allahumma laka alhamdu la ilaha illa anta. Anta rabbi wa ana abduk. Amantu bika mukhlisan laka dini. Inni amsaytu ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastatu'tu. أتوب إليك من سيئ عملي وأستغفرك لذنوب التي لا يغفرها إلا أنت. O Allah, to you is all praise. There is none worthy of worship except you. You are my sustainer and I am your servant. I have believed in you with my belief devoted solely to you. I have come to this evening on your covenant and your promise to the best of my ability. I turn to you in repentance from my evil deeds. I seek forgiveness from you for my sins, which none except you can forgive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then take an oath in the name of none other than Allah jalla jalalu. He would say, by Allah, no person says it by day and then passes away that day without entering paradise. And if he says it in the evening and passes away that night, he shall enter paradise. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a spider bit me last night. He replied, listen, had you said the following in the evening, it would have never harmed you. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi ta'amati min shabdi ma khalaq. I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah from the evil that he created. The narration of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah is as follows. He who says the following three times in the evening, nothing will harm him that night. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah from the evil that he created. Suhail says, our family people learnt it and they used to say it every night. The spider bit a girl from amongst them, but she experienced no pain whatsoever. Aban ibn Usman narrates, I heard Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala saying, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no person says the following three times each every morning and every evening and yet be harmed by anything. Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama'. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. In the name of Allah, by whose name nothing in the earth nor in the heavens can harm anyone. He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Aban was afflicted by semi-paralysis. A person began looking at him with surprise. So Aban said, what are you looking at? Listen, the hadith as I narrated it to you. However, I did not say it on that day, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may continue with what he destined. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says subhanallah wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah and praise be to him 100 times in a day, no one will come on the day of resurrection with anything superior to what he has come with, except that person who says the same which he said or more than that. Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah quotes the dhikr as follows, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, glory be to Allah, the majestic, and praise be to him. Al-Hakim rahimahullah is the following exception to his narration. His sins are forgiven, even if they were more than the foam of the sea. One of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to teach her and say to her, you must say the following in the morning. Whoever says it in the morning will be protected till the evening, and whoever says it in the evening will be protected till the morning. The dhikr is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah ma sha Allah kana wa ma lam yasha lam yakun. A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir wa anna Allah qad ahata bi kulli shay'in ilman. Glory be to Allah and praise be to Him. There is no power and no might except with Allah. Whatever Allah wills happens. Whatever He does not will cannot happen. I know that Allah has power over everything and that Allah has encompassed everything in His knowledge. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no person from among you should leave out doing a thousand good deeds for Allah jalla jalaluhu when he gets up in the morning. He should say the following 100 times, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Glory be to Allah and praise be to Him, because it is 1,000 good deeds. By Allah, if Allah wills that he should commit an equal number of sins on that day, the good deeds that he does apart from this one will be sufficient. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says the following 1,000 times in the morning, he would have purchased his soul from Allah, and by the end of the day, he would be the freed one of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. And the dhikr is Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who says the following 100 times in a day, it will be equivalent to freeing 10 slaves, 100 good deeds are recorded in his favor, 100 sins are wiped off his records, and it is a protection for him from shaitan for that day till the evening, and no one will come with anything more superior to what he comes with except that person who does more than him. The dhikr is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one, he has no partner. He is His sovereignty. All praise is due to Him. He gives life and He causes death, and He has power over everything. Abu Iyash radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who says the following when he gets up in the morning shall receive the reward of freeing a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam. 10 good deeds will be recorded in his favor, 10 sins will be wiped off his record. His status will be raised by 10 ranks, and he will be protected from shaitan till the evening. And if he says it in the evening, he shall be rewarded in like manner till he gets up the next morning. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one. He has no partner. He is a sovereignty. All praise is due to Him, and He has power over everything. Hamad, one of the narrators, says, a person saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a dream, so he asked him thus, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Ayyaj relates this hadith from you. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, Abu Ayyaj has spoken the truth. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who says the following 10 times, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu shall record 10 good deeds in his favor, wipe off 10 sins from his record, they will be equivalent to freeing 10 slaves, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will protect him from shaitan. He who says them in the evening shall be rewarded in like manner. Then the dhikr is La ilaha illallah وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Basically the fourth kalima. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is one. He has no partner. He is the sovereignty. All praise is due to Him, and he has power over everything. Yuhyi wa yumit, he gives life and he causes death. He adds, for each time that he says it, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu records 10 good deeds in his favor, wipes off 10 sins from his record. Allah raises his position by 10 ranks. They will be equivalent to freeing 10 slaves. They will be a weapon for him from the beginning of the day till the end of the day, and he would not have done any deed that will be able to overpower them. If he says them in the evening, he shall be rewarded in like manner. Subhanallah, the adhkar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikr, is very, very great. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of making dhikr ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar, morn and night, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.